First, learn about this generation's challenges. Become acquainted with the underlying science of sustainable development. Those in school should take classes in environment, development economics, climate change, public health, and other relevant fields. For those out of school, find ways to stay abreast of scientific developments. The weekly and monthly leading scientific publications, Nature, Science, New Scientist, Discover, Scientific American, are must-reads for our age. Nobody can master each article, or even a modest fraction of the most technical of them, but each of these publications gives a general update of recent discoveries as well as coverage of the main challenges of science policy. Countless high-quality websites, such as realclimate.org on climate change, also enable each of us to stay aware of serious scientific thinking and advances. Second, to the extent that it is personally possible, travel. Seeing other places and cultures is the best way to understand the common interests and aspirations that unite us, as well as the special challenges that are unique to different parts of the world. The travel can be a trip across town, across the country, or for the fortunate, abroad. Students have a special opportunity as they forge their careers and their life commitments. There are new opportunities to travel and work abroad. A travel year between high school and college gives today's students the opportunity to learn about other cultures and about the great gaps between rich and poor. Students can see firsthand the despoiled planet, the regions of water stress, and the risks of climate change. Most colleges promote years of foreign study, with the opportunity for immersion in a foreign culture and society. These are life-changing and life-shaping opportunities not to be missed whenever available. They are the window not just to other parts of the world, but to the future as well, since globalization and the rising role of today's emerging markets bring us even closer to each other in the decades to come. Third, start or join an organization committed to sustainable development. Many new and established organizations are doing wonderful work on some aspects of the challenge. On campuses across the United States, there has been a surge in recent years in activism regarding extreme poverty, public health, and environmental threats, opening new lifelong opportunities for students to become involved. You and your organization may change the world and inspire others to do so as well. Muhammad Yunus began Grameen Bank and gave life to the worldwide microfinance revolution. Paul Farmer started Partners in Health and has shown the world the true possibilities of health for all. Norman Borlaug helped to establish the Wheat Research Institute, CIMMYT, and thereby helped feed the world. Today's new leaders will promote the African Green Revolution, the control of malaria, new solutions for dryland crops, internet connectivity in villages, and much more. Fourth, encourage the engagement of your community and inspire others to join the cause of global sustainable development. In 2007, ballet star Jacques d'Amboise turned his National Dance Institute, NDI, to the cause of African development, inspiring thousands of New York City school children in the process. NDI teaches dance in the public schools, often in difficult, low-income neighborhoods, raising kids' sights about excellence, beauty, and personal accomplishment. When he dedicated NDI's 2007 program year to the dance, culture, and rhythms of African villages, the kids themselves responded magnificently, with countless creative ways to get their schools, families, and neighborhoods involved in raising funds to support the Millennium Village of Poutou, Senegal. Fifth, promote sustainable development through social networking sites, which deploy the most popular and advanced tools of the Internet for the spread and support of social activism. Go out of the way to be the link across the nodes of your own social network, friends, school, workplace, blog sites, to bring different communities together in a common purpose. Sixth, get politically engaged, demanding of our politicians that they honor our government's millennium promises. If the public insists on our government's follow-through, politicians will respond accordingly. Politicians should be pursued during election campaigns through letter writing, visits to their offices, and at public rallies. Seventh, engage your workplace. Every company can add to global sustainable development. First and foremost, each company should abide by standards of corporate social responsibility, for example, by adhering to the norms and standards of the United Nations Global Compact. But more than that, each company has special technologies, organizational systems, employee skills, and corporate reputations that can contribute to meeting the Millennium Promises. We've emphasized that corporate social responsibility is not philanthropy, but good business practice. Customers, suppliers, and most important, employees themselves rally to the cause of companies that take these responsibilities seriously. 8. Live personally according to the standards of the Millennium Promises. Seek out contacts across countries, cultures, and class divides to ensure that we can each appreciate the common interests of our generation. Donate time, dollars, and the energy of your social networks. Lead among your friends and colleagues. Act honorably as a consumer, choosing the products and technologies that support sustainability. Act honorably as a citizen, making clear to our politicians that the Millennium Promises are the commitments of each of us to be upheld by elected representatives. Our generation's greatest challenges, in environment, demography, poverty, and global politics, are also our most exciting opportunities. John Kennedy bracingly told Americans in his inaugural address that while Americans faced the challenge of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger in the context of the Cold War, I do not believe that any of us would exchange places with any other people or any other generation. I'm sure that the same is true today. Ours is the generation that can end extreme poverty, turn the tide against climate change, and head off a massive and thoughtless extinction of other species. Ours is the generation that can grapple with and solve the conundrum of combining economic well-being with environmental sustainability. Ours is the generation that can harness science and a new ethic of global cooperation to bequeath a healthy planet to future generations. This is Malcolm Hilgartner. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Commonwealth by Jeffrey D. Sachs. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced by Josh Stanton. Commonwealth is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated and Blackstone Audio Incorporated. Copyright 2008. All rights reserved. The book, Commonwealth, is available wherever Penguin Press books are sold.